Hi, Blue Wire listeners. I'm Greg Olson. I'm excited to partner with Blue Wire to bring you TE1, a podcast where I interview the tight ends who have revolutionized the position. Listen in as I have raw, in-depth conversations with the all-time greats like Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez, Travis Kelce, and George Kittle. We'll explore how the tight end position has changed over the last 60 years and what it takes to be the very best. Subscribe to TE1 from Blue Wire Studios today so you're ready for the August premiere.
Blue Wire. All right, welcome back to a bonus episode of Big Screen Sports, the sports movie podcast, brought to you by Blue Wire and presented by BetOnline.ag and Deal Dash. Today's Throwback Thursday bonus clip comes from the first episode of the year. I had Brian Gill and Kent Garrison from Mad About Movies on to discuss their five favorite sports movies of the past decade. This is a clip from that episode about us talking about a movie that was on my list, it was on Kent's list, and I'm not sure if it was on Brian's list, but it's a very good movie. It's Rush. I'm dropping this for two reasons. Rush is available to stream on HBO Max. It's got Chris Hemsworth, Daniel Brühl. It's really good. Go do that. And Brian is joining for an episode later this month talking A Knight's Tale. You can get a listener question in for that episode with the Big Screen Sports Facebook group. If you enjoy this clip, the full episode is up on our feed. It's a couple months back. I think it was the first Monday of January. It's discussing our five favorite sports movies of the 2010s. It was one of my favorites. Got to talk about a lot of movies I like very much. Enjoy this clip and tune in to Monday's episode breaking down Teen Wolf 2. Let's get into our number fours. Kent, I want to start with yours because it's something that's also on my list.
Yeah, my number four is Rush from Ron Howard.
This is an incredible battle between these two great drivers.
Next time I'll have you.
No chance. You're just a party guy. That's why everybody likes you.
Yes, I know, I'm terrible.
No, you're not terrible. You're just who you are at this point in your life.
To be a champion, it takes more than just being quick.
You have to really believe it.
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
I can beat this guy, trust me.
He's consistent, dependable.
Will he put his life on the line the day that really matters?
It's the movie about Niki Lauda, the race car driver, and it's got Chris Hemsworth in it, and Daniel Brühl. You know, I like Ron Howard, and he can be kind of down the middle a lot of times with this stuff, and he hasn't taken a lot of risks in his career, but, you know, I feel like this is one of the bigger leaps he's taken to make a movie about IndyCar racing, knowing it doesn't have that big of a mass appeal, and thinking he could really bring some cinematic flair to that experience. This is one of the better big screen experiences I've had watching a sports movie. Really liked it. And, you know, IndyCars just go so daggum fast. I mean, I remember seeing like an IMAX IndyCar or something when I was like in the 90s. And it was made like to make you feel like you're in the car, you know, like, I don't know, Omni Theater type thing. Brian, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
And it's just mind blowing if you actually could actually feel like you're going as fast as they do. And I think Rush is really, really well shot. Sequence in the rain just always sticks out to me. The sunsets, the whole experience of how Ron Howard put this thing together is good. And it's my favorite Hemsworth performance outside of maybe Cabin in the Woods or the Avengers series. So, yeah, I love me some Rush and, you know, wish Ron Howard would do more stuff like this.
Yeah. Hemsworth and Brühl are both throwing like 103 miles an hour in this movie. They're both just incredible. This one was my number three. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I don't know anything about F1. I especially didn't when I watched this. I've now watched the Netflix Drive to Survive series, which is awesome. If anyone listening hasn't checked that out, the Formula One show. But yeah, I mean, the race sequences are fantastic. This is one you mentioned it being an awesome theater experience. I think I got robbed by not seeing this in the theater.
So did a lot of people. It didn't make a ton of money, and that felt like, at the time, I remember us talking about it, Kent, just being like, why didn't people see this? Because that's, oh man, you're getting a different movie if you're seeing this, you know, on your 40-inch TV at home than you would be in a theater, for sure.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's really, really good though. I would recommend Rush to anyone.
Yeah.
Why do you think something like, I mean, there's a lot more star power in something like Ford v Ferrari, but you know, subject matter is kind of similar. Why do you think that's getting so much more attention in the award circuit than something like Rush got?
I don't know, because at the time, let's see, Rush came out in 2013. So that was our first year doing the show. When we reviewed it, I was like, this is going to be a big player in the Oscar game and the award season and stuff. And it really was. I mean, it had a couple of Golden Globe nominations, but I don't know what it. I mean, I know it wasn't up for any of the big Oscars or at all. I didn't get any Oscars. Jeez, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It seems odd to me. Maybe just. We weren't ready to, I mean, F1's not a huge thing over here, and maybe that's part of it. I don't know. Ford v Ferrari, I'll say to your listeners, Kyle, we started 10 minutes late because I was coming straight from a showing of Ford versus Ferrari, and I had to fight the urge to put that in my top five here just after one. It's so outstanding, but it does kind of, it gets to walk because Rush crawled, kind of, you know. It's funny, right. It's a funny but it works really well. No, I love Rush too. This was, you know, I mean, as I've said many times on our show, I'm a Chris Hemsworth fan first and a human being second. And so
if it had come out maybe like now, maybe not right with Ford versus Ferrari because they'd just be getting compared together, but like last year, you know, after Avengers, because I think Thor had come out before Rush came out, but he wasn't Chris Hemsworth yet.
No question. Chris Hemsworth's great because that was, and Kent, I know you're in my the same boat as me on this one, but like when we saw some of those early movies, and Rush was one of them, I was like, that dude's a movie star. We don't do movie stars very, very often anymore. It's an industry that now is built more on the property and the spectacle and whatnot.
I want to agree with you, Brian.
Yeah.
I really do, but the proof has not been there.
I know. But that's what I see when I see him on screen. I'm like, dude, if you put him in the right roles, this dude is a movie star. So we'll see if that translates post Fat Thor and such, but you can see... You can kind of see the foundation of that when he's on screen, and this was
Rush had to be carried by a movie star. I'm not sure it's as good if someone like if not Hemsworth is playing James Hunt. Daniel Brühl is just he's solid.
Mm-hmm.
He's really solid, but if you don't have someone with like the charisma and just can bring out that role, I don't think it's as good.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think you're right. But you're right, Kent. Like it will. The difference between being a great actor and a movie star is, do you get butts in seats? And at this point, Chris Hemsworth does not. And so that will be the test on him, because I think the acting chops are there. Not that he's like, I don't know, Gary Oldman or something, but he's an incredibly talented actor with a ton of charisma, and I would like to see that translate to full on movie star status for sure.
I would think,
very versatile.
Yeah, my kind of qualifier there is like a movie star can put butts in seats regardless of whether the movie sucks or not. Yeah. Like The Rock can do that.
Brad Pitt, you know,
as soon as Men in Black International came out, people heard it sucked. Like no one went and saw it, despite the fact that everyone loves Hemsworth. So we'll see.
That's very true.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone really like went to see Black Hat or anything either.
Brian did. So. Oh, yeah.
Michael Mann, bro, you're hurting me, man. You're hurting me.
gotta see it.
It's terrible.
I'm gonna do my number four because I think we'll talk about it a little less. I think Brian's number four is gonna be another subject of a long discussion.
And that's it for today's bonus clip. If you enjoyed that clip, go check out the full episode, Five Favorite Sports Movies of the 2010s with Kent Garrison and Brian Gill from Mad About Movies, and tune in to Monday's episode, Teen Wolf 2, with Jeff and Emmett Perlman.